title, Being Childish, written by Kent Williams. About that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. Then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." That's from Matthew 18, verses 1 through 4. Sometimes God gives you such clarity that writing seems almost too easy. The other day, I was just hanging out with friends and family. As I sat around, I noticed there were two distinct groups forming. I do not know if they noticed it, but it was very similar to many situations we see today. Men and women, progressive and conservative, young and old, black and white. We always gravitate to those who we are most comfortable with, and this was certainly the case here. This dynamic continued until one young mother brought a little baby into the equation. Suddenly, everyone gravitated to the baby from both sides. They grinned at this beautiful bundle of joy, and for that moment, everyone was together. There was no longer separate groups. All were one. It brought me to the idea of these verses on the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. God knows more than we do. However, we focus on the words, and we are not as clear on the application. As I saw what unfolded before my eyes, it gave me a whole new insight to these verses. Yes, God's word is always true. However, we always gain greater wisdom in seeing it in action. The mentality of a child truly leads to greatness in the eyes of God. Jesus talked about turning away from sin and becoming like children. My first instinct was to say, "But children sin all the time. They will not always tell the truth. They can be emotional and self-centered. They do not always understand right from wrong." However, that is why Jesus was incredibly wise in separating sin from the children. We should be smart enough to know that we must turn away from sin. This allows for the second part of these verses. If sin is removed, what are we left with in a child? Innocence, love, and joy are the initial responses that we would come up with. It explains why a little baby is such a unifying force in a situation like the one I encountered. We all are drawn to these things. To be blameless, loved, and happy are things we all strive for. The one thing that is not clear is the word dependent. A child is dependent on the caretaker. It cannot survive without them. Thus, a hidden gem in these verses is that the greatest in heaven understands that they cannot achieve much of anything without Christ. This is further underlined by Paul in his letter to the Philippians, saying, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." That's Philippians 4, verse 13. We could even add things such as growing and thirsting for knowledge, like the Samaritan woman, as Jesus said to her, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." That's from John 4, verses 13 through 14. Then finally, there is humility. A child is incredibly powerful, as I've just outlined, and yet knows nothing of that power. That's Moses when he looked to God and he commanded him to lead the Israelites from Egypt and ask, "Who am I?" Exodus 3, verse 11. It's Paul when he breaks down sharing his own struggle with sin, saying, "I want to do what's is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. That's from Romans 7, verse 19. Humility simply is about knowing you are a child of God while understanding you are not Him. Jesus is such an amazing teacher. In today's verses, He showed how one so little can be so strong. The other day, God was able to reveal to me how one so little can be indeed as powerful. Let us go today and beyond, learning how having childlike characteristics can be both life-changing and empowering. What inspiration can you draw from your childhood? What childlike characteristic can help you to get closer to God? My prayer is that as adults, we find strength in being childish. Amen.